Welcome to episode 446 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps us to make our world smaller and brings us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is George, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Lindsay and Donna. Have you ever wondered where Mickey and friends go to vacation? Well, it's Disney Aulani Resort in Hawaii. Recently, our fellow agent Kristen was able to take her family there to check it out, and she's here to tell us all about it. So welcome to Kristen.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So where exactly is Aulani? Which island is it on?
So it is on the Big Island. It is on Oahu. We, it actually, because it's a little confusing, people are like, what, where do you go? So you're going to fly into Honolulu and you're going to take about a 20 to 30 minute drive to a place called Ko'olina. So Ko'olina is a little private area, if you will. It's kind of a little bit of a luxury resort style area. Also a great place that people live. So we've got residents that live there too, but it's a beautiful little area that's a little bit outside of that main tourist hotel area. So if you're looking for a little bit more quiet, not so busy, things like that, Ko'olina might be the place for you for sure to go. And of course, Aulani's there, so it just makes sense. Traffic in Honolulu is quite crazy. I think they told us that they were number 3 in the nation for the most congestion rating. Wow. As far as the states go. So definitely it was nice to kind of stay in that quieter area where it just wasn't busy. It was nice.
And how long a drive is it from the airport?
It's about 20 to 30 minutes, so not bad. Yeah. Of course, Aulani does offer a shuttle that you can book through them. It is not complimentary, but you could do that. But that's a shared shuttle. So that shuttle is going to stop at multiple places to pick people up within the airport, which is quite large. So it might take you a little bit of time. Our family just decided that we're not going to wait. We're just going to do a private shuttle. So they offer, also, you can book a private shuttle to go. I kind of wanted that. I got off the plane after a 9-hour flight, and I was ready to just not wait anymore. So no, I'm done. So I was willing to pay the extra cost to get to Aulani a whole lot quicker. And it was fantastic. The company that we used was fantastic waiting for us. They helped us with our luggage. And in my mind, because my mother always talks about Hawaii. So in my mind, and you know, you see on TV, this is my first time. Everybody gets a lei. When they arrive in Hawaii, they're sitting there. And you don't even leave. You have to get a lei as soon as you get there, right? Well, yes and no. You have to pay for the lei is what you do. So somebody pays for my lei. So I did. So the transfer does offer that. I think as does maybe the Aulani shuttle may. I'm not 100% sure on that. We'd have to check. But the private shuttle, I just paid to have them bring it to me. And so as soon as they got our luggage, they gave us those leis, which just made me feel like I made it. Like, I'm in Hawaii. I cannot believe this. It was absolutely incredible. And they were handmade, which is why they are pricey. And they're just a special, special thing to receive. So
nice. So you walk into the lobby at Aulani. I assume you've never been there before. What's your first impressions?
Oh my goodness. It was like coming home, right? Because I'm a huge Disney fan. So it definitely reminded me, I don't know. It's a toss up. Like, I feel like Animal Kingdom Lodge, but Polynesian, you know what I mean? Like, I know Lindsay's a big fan too. So she, it was just super amazing. Absolutely gorgeous. I mean, beautiful, beautiful property for sure. I will say, you know, of course you're thinking, oh, it's Disney. It's going to be characters everywhere. And, you know, no, they kept with the Hawaiian culture for sure. They wanted to make sure that it was really about the Hawaiians and that kind of thing. So yes, it is Disney, but it's very much based off of Hawaii and their culture and you representing them. It is just beautiful.
Did you do the tour where they tell you the story of the...
We did not do the tour, but yeah, they do offer that throughout the day where you can, in the afternoon, it's several times you can just kind of show up in the lobby, I think is where they have the meeting for. And they will, they'll, like Lindsay said, they'll take you around and kind of explain to you why the towers were built this way. Here's what the little hidden things are in here that kind of, again, just represent that whole culture. And there's all meanings behind everything. The Hawaiian culture is very specific on, you know, why they do certain things, even down to why they name their child this and that kind of thing. So it was just very interesting. And most of the people that work there are locals. So you're really getting that local experience and information from them.
Yeah. Very cool. The lobby, I remember in the lobby area going around and going and looking at all the little things you could look in to see the Manihana. You can see the little...
Yeah. So we did the Manahuni. Is it Manahuni? I think how you say it.
I don't know. Yeah.
Listen, my Hawaiian, I apologize for my Hawaiian because I still haven't got it down. But the Manahuni, they do like a little, you can go pick up a tablet at one of the rooms and they'll let you take it around so you can find these hidden Manahuni who sometimes cause a little bit too much mischief here at Alani. But it was really cool. The kids enjoyed that. It's an interactive game that you go around and find them and they do different things. And it was really cool. It was super fun. Yeah. Lots of little hidden things around the property.
So after you checked in, what was the first thing you had to do? I'm nosy. Sorry, George.
Right ahead.
So kind of, again, Disney fashion, they let me pre-check in, right? So I did my pre-check-in. I knew that my room was ready when I arrived. So, but because I'm me, I still go through the line. It wasn't long. So I still go through because I want my buttons. It was my first time, you know? I want my first visit. Aloha. And by the way, it was for my birthday. So yes. So we went through the line check-in. They were fantastic. They went over everything, showed us on the map where we were. They had upgraded us from a garden view to a partial ocean view because they're so amazing, right? So they were able to tell us that, hey, we upgrade your room. Are you okay with the two queen beds? Or would you, you know, because they have the option of having a queen bed and like a pull-out sofa. We were like, yeah, we don't care. We're happy, whatever. So they kind of told us where to go, gave us our key cards. The key cards act as like, you know, charging privileges and things like that. So you're going to carry that around with you in your lanyard for sure. Just like you would at Disney.
So you got your room, you got all checked in. What time was it when you got done?
So our flight landed just before 2. It was pretty quick, Lindsay. I mean, we were in our room was ready by the time before we even arrived on property. I had an email. And even when I logged into my app, it told me where my room was and everything. So our room was ready before 2 o'clock or by at least by 2. So we were able to go straight to our room and see it. And we were just amazed for sure. The beauty of it. I mean, definitely being able to see the ocean was a highlight. I'm not going to lie. It was nice. So we were 6 hours behind, right? Our time is, so it was a long day for us. We added 6 hours to our life. Pretty incredible. Although I've said, because we are late natured people, maybe we need to be on Hawaiian time. Because we're on time to think. So it was lovely because that meant that we were able to get up at like 6 and 7 in the morning and not have a problem. So a lot of the places don't open until closer to 8 or 8:30. So that's something to keep in mind, especially for us East Coasters.
We're on
island time. Take it easy. And it was lovely because the atmosphere itself is very laid back. Yeah. So, you know, as you're used to maybe going to the parks. Total opposite. It was just so laid back. But we were able to, you know, maybe get a cup of coffee and sit on our balcony in the morning and just chill for a little bit until it was time to go out and enjoy the sun. But yeah, I would say they did a great job getting our room ready and having it ready to go.
Did you go snorkeling right away? Did you go in the, what is it called? What's the?
Oh, the reef.
The reef.
Yes. What is the name of the actual reef? It's the reef, but I can't remember the actual name of it. So we decided not to do the snorkeling in the reef because we knew we were going to be doing that elsewhere on our vacation. So, but I had also heard the water was really cold. And so I was kind of like, you know, let's kind of just see. But they have this underground water area that you can go and walk and see the fish. And you can see the people snorkeling even. But you can see all the little hidden treasures, if you will, that are underneath that you could snorkel. So if you have somebody that's like, I don't know if I want to snorkel, just go underground and kind of look up there and see. I will say that is you have to do it day of. You cannot pre-do for any of that. So you have people get in line insanely early. I mean, like an hour beforehand early. It was like, they were like waiting. So you want to get in line, go ahead and get your spot and sign up. Do it. They do a day pass or they do the whole length of your stay pass. So you can decide, oh, my family really enjoyed it. And you can upgrade. So if you did one day and you're like, your kid fell in love with snorkeling, then just upgrade to the whole day. And that snorkeling equipment, you can actually also then go to the rental shack and get and use the snorkeling equipment there because you've already paid for it. So if you had a pass to do the reef, you can take it to the ocean and do it there. Now we did bring our snorkeling equipment from home, so they could at the beach just do it in the ocean. Yeah,
I think that's smartest. I'm gonna start traveling with my own too.
Yeah, you definitely. Yeah, we bought it for the kids a couple Christmases ago, and now we just take it on any of our trips that may include an ocean that we're like, hey, we might for 5 minutes put these things on. All right. Exactly.
So your kids are older, but you have an 11-year-old. Did she go to Auntie's beach house? Did you guys go do the, because there's a line for that to sign too.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Well, you can pre-register some of that now too. So that's nice. You can kind of assign a time that you'll come, and they give the kids the magic bands, much like they do on Disney Cruise Line, where they can kind of go. Now, if you haven't pre-arranged a time, you can still show up. I saw a family do that when we happened to be back there that just kind of showed up and they're like, okay, yeah, let's get you in. It's okay. Let's make sure we're registered. Surprisingly, she decided not to go. She is a big fan of kids clubs on cruise ships. I was quite surprised. So she opted to not do this time, but it sounded really, all the activities they had sounded really fun. They have some that are most of them are complimentary, but they do have some that are extra. And those sounded really fun. Interactive activities, things like that. So you might want to just kind of check that. All that is through the app too. And we were able to, at 30 days-ish, we were able to pre-book our ukuleles. It's not ukuleles. It's ukuleles.
I was going to ask you that. What's that? Amazing.
Oh, that was really fun. I really enjoyed that. I'm not sure I'm going to be a professional though. Just saying. But yeah, that was great. So we were able to pre-book that before we even arrived because they sell out in a hot minute.
Yeah, so, they do. I've missed it twice.
Yep. It was great. I mean, I didn't know. Again, it was kind of one of those learning experiences where you're just kind of on the app playing around and you see something that says reserve time and you click it and it takes you to another website and you click on that and you go and do it. So we could do it for that. And then they did this thing called Thingamabobs, a Mermaid's Tale. And that was like,
it's new. What is that?
Yeah. I had never heard of it. And so I did a little, I was like, let's try it. Basically, it's like a game. So you dress somebody up in the family as a mermaid in the sand. great pictures, because my son was the one that did it. And then you dress them up and you try to get the treasure out of the treasure box from the pirate that's, the mermaids have stole them. So we have to dress up like a mermaid. It was really cute. A cute, fun family activity. Just something short, cute, fun. Again, we were able to kind of pre-register for that beforehand. So a lot of things though are just going to be on site. If you want to do make your own ears, I think you could pre-register for that. That's extra, but you can do that. The ukulele lessons were included though, which I thought was really cool. And you can go purchase them too if you want one. But I thought it was cool that they offered that as an activity. Let's see, I'm trying to think.
The storytelling at the fire pit, was it Uncle?
Yes, we did that. Yeah, they offer that twice a day or twice in the evening. And which is great because, again, East Coasters, we're kind of done. Like, you know, around 8 o'clock, we're like, at 9 o'clock, we're like, okay, should we call it? Because we're tired. But it was amazing. It definitely helped us adjust the time, though, for sure, the time that we arrived and we got used to it. But that was really cool because they did tell the whole, they did a whole Hawaiian story and things like that. That's just kind of come and sit around the fire pit wherever you can find a seat. We took pizza, sat there and ate our dinner because it was getting ready to start. And we were like, let's just go, let's go take our pizza there and eat. And it was great. That was great.
I was like a little 6-year-old every time he was out there. I was like, I got to go hear what the story is.
I know. I wish I could have done it a second time, but it was like one of those where you're like trying to fit everything in the evening. I really wanted to do sunset pictures. That was like on my list. And so they have the photo pass photographers. Now you can do photo pass just like you can, you know, if you're going to one of the parks, but it's a little different. So I ended up just purchasing those days' pictures. So that night that we did the photo shoot, I just purchased all the downloadables for that day. And it happened to be like a character meet and greet that same day that we happened to have. So I got that too. I know. Score. Where's the money?
So did you eat at, so what are the restaurants you ate at? I'm sorry, George, I'm so nosy.
I thought maybe you were the question girl, so I'll go with it. I mean, I don't know any different.
That's so rude.
Well, I mean, let me just say, we did really love Alani. Like I would go back, and then I'll talk about the restaurants. I would go back, and stay again for even longer. And then maybe island hop that way. I would do like the little puddle jumpers for cheap and go to Maui for the day and come back, that kind of thing. That was just a sidebar. But the restaurants, there's a lot to choose from, in my opinion. Be prepared for cost. Okay. I just warn you of that. We're in Hawaii. We're on an island. Yeah. The pineapple is
and
fresh.
It's Disney. It is
amazing. Yeah. And it's, thank you, Donna. Yeah, so you incorporate Disney and an island. Yeah, Hannah, huh? Explosion. $20 muffin, you know, whatever. but yeah, there's a quick service, what we consider quick service, right, because we're used to the parks. It's ULU, so Ola, if I'm saying that right, cafe. And it's kind of going to be your quick service hub, if you will. They do have another one that's called like Off the Hook, that kind of serves as another quick service. We found ourselves eating at Ula quite a bit because it was just convenient. It opened at a decent time in the morning. There were great choices for breakfast. There were great choice for lunch. And there were great choice for dinner. It just, you know, pretty standard food from Disney. They would trade out. Now for dinners, they would have like a main plate, like a bigger plate, if you will, that was maybe like some nicer chicken and mashed potatoes and veggies and things like that, or like a sandwich of the day. So they kind of tried to pull in some other things like that. They do offer like a pizza in the evening. So if you were a family trying to kind of cut back a little bit, they had pizzas that you could share. That was very popular, we noticed, amongst the guests, where they would just order pizza and take it back to their room or whatever. We did do the character dining. So they do have one character dining at this moment. And that is at Mohokini's. Y'all, I am so sorry. but that is where they do a character breakfast in the morning, and then they just do a dinner at night. Both require reservations, and that's at 30 days from whatever day you want to get that reservation. Definitely get it, like 100%. If you like characters, go to the character dining. I mean, the food was phenomenal. It was pricey, but it was really good food. They have this macadamia nut sauce, which is perfect for Hawaii, right? And it was really good. It was fantastic. Definitely good. Yeah. I mean, so go to the character meal. Yes, it might be more, but just go. I just heard right as we were leaving that I think Off the Hook is going to start offering breakfast now. They were not offering breakfast while we were there. They were just doing dinners, lunch and dinner. They do have the refill mugs, so get those. I mean, you're going to pay for sodas every 5 minutes. Just get the refill mugs. Yeah. And then we did do of course, in Hawaii, it's very famous to do the shaved ice. That's like a big Hawaiian thing. So we did go to, they have one there, and they do them in the shape of Mickey ears. So yes, please.
But
I'll pay that extra.
Their shaved ice is slightly different though, right, Kristen? It's like got a, what is it? It's like a cream? Is it, I don't know. Just
you
it's
can, like a- yes. You can get it traditional or standard, like what we're used to. Although I didn't find it, you know how like sometimes like too icy, like it's chompy? I don't know, like a better term. It was not that. It was like perfectly perfect. I don't know. They just did it just right. And then you can get the condensed milk. That's their specialty. That's what it is. Condensed milk over top of it. Or if you're Kinley, you can get ice cream.
Oh, see, that's smart.
Uh-huh. So they put ice cream on the bottom. They put the snow cone on the top. You can even add sweet condensed milk to that if you want to. But, and then you can pay extra like me and probably Lindsay for the Mickey ears.
Yeah.
Let's just be honest. That's what I do.
Like, I don't want to have to tally up my my bill on that because I think food and candy. I ate like a 6-year-old.
No worries. But it was so good. It was definitely worth it.
Did you venture? I can't, there's a shopping center across the way.
Yeah, it's Colina Market or something like Market or something. And it's just across the street from Alani. Yeah, yeah, great place. So we walked from there over across the street. It's a really quick walk. They have over there Starbucks. They have some restaurants. Monkey Pot is really popular there.
That's what I was trying to remember. Yeah. I had
reservations for that too. Yep. So if you wanted to do that, price wise, I think it's a little bit better than the one at Alani. As far as you know, if you want to try something different, they also have like a pizza place over there, I believe, and a Mexican restaurant over there. So there's a few places to eat over there, and then coffee. They did just get rid of the coffee shop that was there that was really popular. Just moved out. I don't know why, but they did. But they replaced it with a new ice cream place. And we tried the ice cream place, and it was really good. It was just different kinds of ice cream, very outside the box type ice cream. And then there is the famous ABC store. So in Hawaii, the ABC store is not our ABC store. It's more of like everything store. It's got clothes and food and pre-made, like even sandwiches, like you can buy food to actually eat there. So that was really cool. I feel like a lot of guests that stay at Alani get the villas or stay in something that has more space, a refrigerator, you know, things that they can cook inside.
Kitchen.
We were not staying that long enough to do that. So we just went with a basic room and, you know, purchased food outside of it. But you could go to the ABC store and you could stock up on all kinds of stuff to make it work. There's a Costco nearby too. Don't worry. That's popular.
There's a Costco.
You
can also rent a car right at Alani. I've done that and I've taken it for a day and it's so easy to drive all over the place. I mean, it's really not that far to get to the places that you're thinking, you know, of going to have a day of sightseeing, and it's really nice. And then you don't have to pay for parking because you just return the car when you come back to the hotel.
Exactly. Yeah. You just take it out for the day, which is perfect because otherwise to pay for parking is kind of defeats the whole purpose. And you can, again, like Lindsay says, on site there, and you can book tours through them, through Alani. Your advisor can help you with that too, to kind of make sure that you're booking the right thing. And then it's all kind of on site. And then there's a desk at Alani. So if you have questions about what you've already booked or you maybe want to add something, right there at Alani. They're sitting right there. You can ask them questions. They're great. They're knowledgeable. Same thing with the car people. I mean, same type thing. But it's nice because there's a great area you can just take a car up to and do some bay activities, some activities at the ocean, at a couple of beach places up there.
Everybody in the North Shore and go to the food trucks.
Yes, exactly. Yep. North Shore, very popular. We did do Pearl Harbor. That was on my list for sure. I was like, I love history. So I definitely wanted to do Pearl Harbor. And it was amazing. It was definitely, it's not a tourist attraction. So we have to be respectful of what it really is, but it was definitely something that I was glad that I got to go and do and see.
Are they still doing the COVID booking for that? The same style.
You are free to go in with or without vaccine. The main thing to keep in mind there is you can't take anything in. Like, you can take a tiny wallet size and that's it. Because it is an active military base, they have to be careful and they will check before you go through those gates. I saw a family with a little ones in a stroller and they were stopped and they had like stuff in a diaper bag. And the guy was like, no, you're going to have to find something clear to put that in. You cannot take that in, even for a small child. So I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, they mean business for sure. But they have to. I mean, it's mm-hmm. safety for sure. But it was incredible. I wish that I had more time there. I wish that I could have, because I feel like we didn't get to see everything. But when you're booking the ticket too, some things are included, some things aren't. Once you get there, it's, you know, the Navy base, going to the Navy to do with the submarine is going to be extra. So you just got to keep that in mind, even if you have pre-purchased tickets. The best way to ensure that you're going to get to do the USS Arizona is to make sure that you've booked it through a tour company, quite honestly. I mean, they're getting better because they've fixed the bridge. So that was a problem back in the summer. They were doing some bridge fixes, and so they weren't allowing everyone to go and guarantee that they were getting them there. Exactly. Yep.
And I know that they kept that booking engine open that they used for COVID for a lot longer than anybody else did, because they were restricting the numbers down. And
yes. And I think you can still go on and book it like independently. And then they also had like a standby line. The only problem with the standby line is you're standing by. I mean, like, and you had all these other people that had pre-purchased and pre-toured groups, and we were guaranteed to get on. So we were just like, and they're standing in line. Yeah.
You always feel bad, but at the same time, you always feel like, thank goodness we did that.
Well, and that's what our tour guide was like, you know, just don't make eye contact. Just walk past them. You have a time. You have to go on.
Head down.
Exactly. But it was great. For sure. We enjoyed that a lot. We opted to not do the luau.
You did?
Well, here's the thing. I wanted to because it's iconic Hawaii, right? In my mind, you go to a luau. But when it said $800.
Oof.
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying? Okay.
When I'm doing things, I'm buying for one. And, right. And it's like, ooh, that's expensive, but I'm worth it. And buying for like four or five people, that's a whole different price tag.
And again, I was just like, we were kind of hoping. So sometimes when you do the garden views, you get to see the luau. So we like are envisioning bringing our chicken fingers and our flatbreads up to the room and like watching it for free from our deck.
Oh, no.
That didn't happen. Then you got upgraded. Oh, darn.
Upgraded. I mean, yeah. Oh, man. We got upgraded. Oh, well. So we did not even see it at all. Like it's in a different area than we would come in to go to our building. So we just didn't see it. But I mean, that's okay. I mean, it'd been nice to do it. But again, that the cost for me was like, that's a whole nother plane ticket or trip. Yeah. I mean, wow.
So. Yeah, that's so you get something for next time. You know?
Exactly. Right. See, yeah. Now, I would like to have gone to the Polynesian Culture Center. So yeah. I think if we go back, I think I would go there too and enjoy a little bit of things to do there. Do the, you know, maybe venture out and rent a car and do that. But
yeah. And and that's such a convenient thing to do when you're going out to that market, like the famous market. And it's so worth it. Even if you're not going to buy anything, even if you're not a shopper, it's so worth it just to even go out there just to see, because it's such a popular thing. And there's food out there and there's.
Let's see. That'd be fun.
And the Culture Center is definitely a highlight.
Yeah, that's definitely, if we go back again, that would be on the list. Well, and I feel like, you know, the amount of days you stay is kind of important to you. And that, I mean, we knew we were going places after this, so it was very important for me to just enjoy Alani.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll ever go back to Alani because, you know, that's a big trip. Coming from the East Coast, that's a pretty big trip for a family to make. You know, cost, time, everything. So looking at it that way, I was like, Alani's been on my list ever since I found out they had the resort. I wanted to go. And so I wanted days to sit. Yeah. And stare at the ocean or run by Mickey and see him in his Hawaiian clothes. I mean, that to me was That's what I wanted.
Sit in that awesome adult-only hot tub that kids just keep trying to get into.
Oh, my goodness. That infinity pool, Lindsay?
Yes.
Holy cow. And it's like layered. It is the prettiest thing. Their infinity pool, though, for everybody. The kids love that. It was absolutely gorgeous. It was like something that they had just, I don't even know, whoever designed that was like
that cave that's not a cave. That's a,
And then there's like a hot tub connected to it. I mean, the pools themselves are fantastic. There's plenty to do at the pools. There's two water slides. There's a lazy river. That's my thank you. Like, just put me in that and let me relax. Except for when the kids put you under the waterfall. That's kind of annoying, but it happened. My hair got wet. But it was really cool. There was plenty to do that having a couple of days to just chill there is worth it. I mean, you won't be sad you did, that's for sure. And then just throw in a few other activities around the area. They do have those bands, so they'll know if you're on Disney, if you're an Alani guest or not. Since COVID and still subject to change, they're not allowing anybody to pay to use anything. So they used to pre-COVID let you do that. Now, no go. Could change again. Who knows? You could buy like a day pass, but which is great because then it's just keeping Alani guests there. So Four Seasons Resort is like right there in walking distance. You can actually see it if you see any of my pictures. It's there. But they can't use our stuff either. The beach area, they're kind of similar to where we are. It's like right beside it, but nobody else is really using that beach. I mean, it's very, very quiet.
It's very quiet. It's such a great family beach. And it's such a, like, I spent a lot of time out in the water there and just bobbing out there. And,
it's different than our beaches here on our, I mean, on the East Coast, because our waves are quite intense. I mean, it's not like that. It was not like that there. We did not experience that in Coalina. It was just pretty. It's like you said, it's really relaxing. Again, pools are phenomenal. The water slides, the lazy river. Bam.
Well, all right. I don't know if there's much more to cover on that. So that's our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We'd love to hear from you. Once again, we want to thank Kristen for joining us.
Yes, thank you.
So on behalf of Donna, Lindsay, and myself, George, thanks for joining us this week. Have a fun.